Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Welcome to David Matto Radio. I'm Dr. Dave, the vegan, and this is the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Thank you so much for being with me. It's going to be a great show today. I'm in my outside studio as normal, as usual, and I welcome you if you're a brand new listener. Thanks so much for being with me. You're going to become addicted, I promise you. If you're new to me, if you're not new to me, if you've been around for quite some time, you know exactly what I am talking about. So let's get right into it. I've got something very special to share with you, a new project that's going to be coming out in 2017. Long awaited. It's something that I think is going to help many people across not only North America, but I think all over the world. It's called Flat Freaking Stomach. You know, when you go out, when you look around, I don't know, maybe when you look in the mirror, I'm not sure I was this way. You might see yourself or many other people with just a big stomach, bigger than you want it to be. And I've got to tell you something, it's one of the most difficult things to get to be flat. It's very, very tough. And you know, no matter, and there are all kind of experts out there that tell you how to do it and it's easy, and you know, but let me tell you something, it's not easy. It is not easy at all. So this project, starting next year, Flat Freaking Stomach, it's going to start off as a book. I'm going to be releasing this in 2017, and if you want to get on my early readers list, I welcome you. But by the way, if you get on my early readers list, I'm going to select 100 of you. I'm going to select 100 people at random to get a copy of my book autographed in the mail. In the mail. So yes, so it's very simple to do. Just go to set up a website just for this project, just for this book actually. It's going to probably be more coming after the book, but just for the book, it's called flatfreakingstomach.com. That's flat freaking. Freaking is F-R-E-A-K-I-N-G, flatfreakingstomach.com. And you'll be on your way, if not already, you'll be on your way to achieving the flat freaking stomach. Again, on my early readers list. Let's do it. So I want to share something with you today. Something that I probably talked to you about before. In fact, I know I talked to you about it before. It's something that I bought several months ago that has helped me in my life immensely. And it's the Fitbit. I got it. You probably remember. I think I got it just before Hippie Road Trip number one, actually. And I wear it every single day without fail, every day. And it's something that right now, I held off for years, but it's something right now that has kind of changed my life. And I wouldn't be without it. If I lost this one today, I would be on Amazon or going to a store and buying a brand new one immediately. As a matter of fact, I just bought one for Yoko. Yoko saw how I was loving mine. I just bought Yoko a Fitbit as well. So what's so good about a Fitbit? Well, I wear it and it tracks a lot of things, but probably the most common thing that I check on that all the time is the number of steps I've taken in a day. And you can set it to any number you want, like to be the default. So in other words, I set mine, the default I think is 10,000 steps, but I set mine to 16,000. So that's my goal. That's my minimum goal every single day. I want to take 16,000 steps, which is roughly equivalent, at least with my stride, roughly equivalent to 8 miles. So by the end of the day, I know if my Fitbit says 16,000 or more, I've walked the equivalent of at least 8 miles every day. Now, I will tell you, I start off almost every morning doing my magic 4. So 4 or 5 miles right off the bat every single morning. I've already up to like almost 10,000 steps. And then through the rest of the day, making decisions and walking places. This is why I love the Fitbit, because I'll give you an example. Today, I went to lunch. I'm at my office today, and I went to lunch. And it's about a 3 to 4 minute drive down the road to go to this place that I love to go for lunch. But it's a nice day, and I said to myself, self, you know something? I'm not going to drive today. I'm going to walk today, because I know if I walk, I'm going to get a lot more steps in. And it was about a 20-minute walk to get to this place, and I had my lunch, and I did a lot of work, and I had my laptop with me. I was by myself, and I walked back. And so just by doing that, the Fitbit helps me make these types of decisions, because before the Fitbit days, like BF, before Fitbit, I probably would have just gotten in the car and driven to lunch without even thinking anything of it. The Fitbit makes me a lot more aware of what I'm doing every day, every second. Not only that, but not only walking to lunch, which takes 20 minutes, but something I've been doing for a long time, and I think I've talked to you about this before, because I truly believe that the most powerful exercise, the best exercise you can do in your life, is walking. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, no matter what kind of shape you're in, you can pretty much get out there and walk. Almost everybody, not everybody, but almost everybody, you can pretty much get out there and do some walking. And I truly believe that it is the best exercise that human beings can do. Now, yes, sure, I run marathons. I mean, I don't know. I haven't run a marathon lately. I've been running half marathons more lately, and I'm scheduled to do half marathon. Probably around the time you're going to be hearing this, it's around the time I'm doing the rock and roll half marathon in Vegas. So I don't know. Marathons are pretty long. I don't know if I want to do too many more marathons, but half marathons, and I ski a lot, and I backpack and hike and do all kind of crazy things. But I still believe that the best exercise known to man is walking. Just putting one foot in front of the other at a decent pace. Doesn't have to be super fast, but at a decent pace. And walking. It's great. And so other things that I do, and especially with my Fitbit, I'm able to track this. Well, I've been doing this for a long time, but when I go to a shopping center or wherever it may be that has like one of these, you know, large parking lots, I park really, really far away. People that drive with me think I'm crazy. Dave, why are you parking so far away when we could park so much closer? Well, number one is God gave me legs for a reason. I mean, why do I need to park so flippin' close? Why do I need to park so flippin' close that people ding up my car doors and, you know, there's just so much congestion? I mean, I drive a 2005 Volvo. It's one of my cars, 2005 Volvo XC90. And if you saw it, you would think the thing is brand new. And the reason is, not only do I take really good care of it because I'm just a neat person, I don't junk it up, but one of the reasons is because since 2005, I guess, I've learned to park it far away and not get my doors dinged up and not get people bumping into me and doing all kind of crazy things with it. And it's 11 years later, more than 11 years later, it could pass for a new car. I'm telling you, it could pass for a new car almost off the showroom floor. Not quite off the showroom, but almost off the showroom floor. And not only that, think of all the exercise, think of all the walking I've had to do over 11 years parking this car far away as opposed to close. What else do I do? As far as walking goes, as far as my Fitbit goes, I never take an escalator. Well, if an escalator is the only option, I will always walk or run up the steps, up the escalator steps. Always run or walk. And it gets me really irritated when somebody's in front of me on an escalator and they don't let me go by. It irritates me because I want to keep moving my body. So I'll run up escalators. I will not take elevators if I'm like in an office building or a hotel or something like that. Unless I'm on like the 21st floor, then it's not quite that easy to just, you know, every time I want to go out to run up and down 21 flights of steps, although I've been known to do it. But, you know, let's say I'm in a hotel and I'm on the sixth floor. Let's just say that, the sixth floor. I will take the steps. It's just so much better for me. I don't need to get into like a lift where something takes me electronically up several floors, because my body doesn't want me to do that. My body wants to move, and I move. So my Fitbit tracks all of that. It tracks the number of steps taken in a day. It tracks how many actual stairs I climb every day and climb and go down, I think, but definitely climb. It tracks tracking my heart rate. It's tracking my heart rate while I'm exercising. It's tracking my heart rate while I'm sleeping, while I'm resting. It tracks my sleep. How many hours do I sleep a night? It's a really, really valuable tool that cost me under $200, but I only wish that I would have bought one several years ago. I only wish. It's helping my life because, like I say, I talk about the scale. A scale is an instrument to measure your weight. If you never get on the scale, now some experts out there say, oh, you shouldn't get on the scale. You should just go by how you feel. Well, I can't tell what I weigh. Maybe have an idea. Like if I gained 40 pounds, I would have an idea that nothing fit me. Yeah, I would. But I like to use the scale as a measuring device so I know where I am. So if I know what maybe I need to back off a little bit because I ate too much the past couple days. I mean, hopefully that won't happen, but I use it as a tool, as an instrument. And now the same thing with the Fitbit. I use it as a tool because without it, I'd be in the dark. I wouldn't have any idea how I'm moving my body, how many steps I'm taking, what my pulse rate is every day, my heart rate. It's great. It's truly changed my life for sure. And I used to be one of those guys. I used to be one that looked at these people that wore Fitbits. I say, what do you need that for? What do you need to track everything? But now I see. Oh, it's nice. It makes all the difference in the world. Where do you get them? Oh, you get them. It's easy to get them on Amazon. I mean, you could go into your local store like Best Buy or REI or, you know, almost any. So many places have Fitbits. So I mean, I think Walmart has them. Target has them. It's so easy to find. They're easy to find. But if you're not sure what kind to get, I've got a couple recommendations on my website, davidmatto.com/products. And if you go there, first of all, you're not buying from me. If you go buy a Fitbit linked on my website, you're actually buying from Amazon. Now, it's an affiliate link. It's an affiliate link. So they say they pay me a few pennies when somebody buys something. Here's the thing. I haven't seen anything yet, so I don't know if they really do, but it's okay. I put it up there to give you, my friend, listener, follower. I like to make it easy for you. And that's why I put a few of my favorite products. I'll be putting some more things up there, but right now I've got a couple Fitbits up there. I've got some vegan protein powder that I really like a lot, and people ask me, where do I get it? And I don't eat a lot of or drink a lot of protein powder, not a lot, but when I need some, especially for like a quickie hotel breakfast, I'll mix it in with some oatmeal and water, and some flaxseed and some chia seed. It's incredible. So I use what's it called? It's called MRM, and it's on my website under products. And you can just go there and click on it. And anything you see there under products is what I'm actually using. So I just try to share it with you and help you. So, you know, I do all the research. I do all the testing. And then I share it with you. That's what I do. I'm here for you. I'm here to make your life. I just want to make your life better and easier and healthier. And did I say happier? Did I say happier yet? Yep, happier too. Because you could be exercising all day, every day. And you know, if you're not happy, what good is it? What are we living for? I've made all the mistakes in my life. Trust me, I've made them all. You heard a couple episodes ago, I talked about the toughest part of my life. You've heard that. I mean, I hope you heard. If not, go back and listen. It's a couple episodes ago. The episode is actually called, I think it's called the darkest years of my life, or something like that. I shared stuff with you that I've never really shared before, because I had 10 years of my life that were really, really difficult. Trust me, they were really tough. And I don't want you to have to go through what I went through. Now, I'm over it now. It's fine. And no, I was not addicted to drugs. I was not an alcoholic. Nothing like that. You won't guess it unless you listen. I want you to listen to it because I truly believe, as much as I'm into eating right and being vegan and eating all plant-based and walking the magic four every day and being financially responsible, as much as I'm into all, and this stuff is really important. And trust me, it is. It is really super important. As some people say, uber important. I want you to be happy in this life. That seems to be like the overlying theme with everything I do. When I speak to a group, when I speak to at a veg fest, or when I speak anywhere, I look into the audience and I just want them to be, I want everybody to be living kind of like the lives of their, like a good life, the lives of their dream. And look, I know somebody that recently, a couple years ago, sold his business. I know him personally, sold his business, and he earned $30 million. No, that was not a mistake. I didn't make a mistake with zeros or decimal point. He earned $30 million. Now, you might think, oh, wow, if I earned $30 million, I'd be set for life, and I'd be so happy, and I wouldn't have any worries, and I'd be fine. And that's what he thought. He thought the same thing. But here we are a few years later after getting that check for $30 million in the mail one day, and he's having some serious life problems. I watch him. I see him. He's a friend of mine. I see what he posts on Facebook. I mean, he's admitted that he's having some really, really tough problems. That's why I don't think money solves everything. Money's not the answer to everything. Now, being financially responsible, yes, that's really, really important. But you could be making, let's make up a number, you're making $40,000 a year and spending less money than you earn and being totally financially responsible, not having debt, not being in debt, and being extremely happy with that. This guy, literally, a multi-millionaire, $30 million. I can't even imagine what it would feel like to wake up one morning and have that number. I go into my bank account online and see that number. I could not even imagine how that would feel. I mean, I guess it would feel pretty darn good knowing that, you know, I could do pretty much anything I want in my life, almost anything. But no, he is troubled. Really, really troubled to the point where I hope he's okay. I hope he gets the help that he needs. That's why sometimes I think God or the universe or whatever, however you want to say it, it's okay. Whatever you believe in, it's okay. This is not a religious show at all. But I think the universe or God or whoever it might be kind of has been really kind to me. You know what I mean by that? He has not given me $30 million. I have to wake up and be creative during the day, and I have to actually work, and I have to earn my money, and I know I did not come from a wealthy family that I've got all this money in an account somewhere, and because of some tough things in my life, especially my divorce and a tremendous amount of alimony that I had to pay, tremendous amount, I am not super, super wealthy. Now, it's all relative, because some people looking at my bank account would say, oh man, he's got nothing to worry about. People would absolutely say that. There's no question. People would say, oh, he's set for life. I know people would say that. But, you know, it's not quite that easy. But I thank God that maybe God gave me just a certain amount, or the universe, just because he didn't want me to have too much. Because maybe, I'm not sure if this is true, but maybe with too much comes more problems. I don't know the answer. I think I would be okay with $30 million. I think I'd be the same person. I swear I would be. But you know, it's easy for me to say that now because I don't have $30 million sitting in my account. But I think I'd be the same person. But I think the universe just keeps that away from me intentionally to kind of keep me honest about life. And I've got a calling. My calling is to help others, to teach, to help you. And I work hard for it. And maybe that's the way it's just supposed to be, and I'm totally fine with it. Again, don't feel sorry for me. As I said, I don't have my friend's $30 million. Not even, trust me, not even close. Not even close. But I am comfortable. I will not downplay that. I'm comfortable enough to have enough that, yeah, I need to work, but I don't feel like pressure that if I, you know, don't make enough money in a month, I'm not going to be able to eat, or don't make enough money in a certain year, I won't be able to eat. No, I don't feel that pressure at all. I'm okay. I'm pretty good. I've worked really hard for what I've got, even with paying an obscene amount of alimony to my ex-wife. And we got that finished with last year. Totally finished. I mean, it was obscene. It was obscene. One day maybe I'll share it. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't want to say anything bad about her or throw her under the bus. She's a good person. No bad feelings whatsoever. But that's just the way it was, and my life is fabulous now. But I don't have 30 million like my friend has. But guess what? If it would get me to turn out like him, I don't want it. I don't want it. Keep it away from me. Hey, I'll see you next week. I'm Dr. Dave.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.